When the fighting ended August 16, 2008, the ceasefire lines were to be temporary lines on maps of Georgia. But 5 years later, Russian soldiers are building kilometers of fencing across the Georgian countryside, creating what some call rural Berlin walls. Mariam, an Ossetian, and her husband David, a Georgian, woke up one day to find their lives cut in half.
My Georgian friends miss me, and sometimes they come close to the fence and we talk. They ask how I am and if I need something. The day before, we didn't have matches, and they brought some to us.
David says Russian soldiers patrol the border daily with dogs.
Sometimes we could go on the Georgian side, but now it is almost impossible.
Here in Corvoletti, fresh coils of razor wire separate farms and families, dividing Georgia from its breakaway region of South Ossetia, now controlled by Russian soldiers.
The European Union monitoring mission checks the ceasefire. Mission spokesman Gergely Fulop says Russian troops are demarcating a temporary ceasefire line as an international border.
There have been more and more fences being built, and this is a big concern. This disrupts everyday lives of people there. It restricts very badly the freedom of movement.
Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili, laid a wreath in Tbilisi on August 8, the anniversary of the war's start. Parliamentarian Georgi Vashadze says the new government of Prime Minister Bidzina Ivanishvili is not standing up to Russia.
They are doing that because current government is weak.
But Prime Minister Ivanishvili says relations with Russia are improving. Russia is opening its market to Georgian wines, and Russian tourists are now flocking here. On the new border barriers, he is cautiously optimistic.
When it comes to the situation in occupied territories, putting barbed wires on so-called border lines, this creates tension with Russia, but it will be eventually solved, most likely after the Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia.
Alexander Rondelli, a strategic analyst in Tbilisi, says Russia builds border fences to show Georgia who is in charge.
They are just doing it to show Georgia that all relations will be according to Russian rules. Russians recognize South Ossetia. South Ossetia is an independent state. Georgia has to accept it.
On the Ossetian side of Corvoletti, one resident likes the fence.
This fence is a good thing. This is our border. This is our land. I was born on this land, and my father was also born here.
5 years after the war, a temporary ceasefire line dividing two regions of Georgia now increasingly looks like a border between two nations. James Brook, VOA News, Corvoletti, Georgia.